Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
Are you ready?
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
You all know exactly who I am.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. We'll take you into Charlie Polillo at 11 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5, when you can learn something about sports here on ESPN 97.5.
Damn it, Gmail.
What happened?
You guys been to your Gmail accounts today?
No.
Yeah, they made us transfer to the new way.
I've seen that. I've been on that.
Well,
they had it,
and they allowed you to switch. They allowed you to revert back, but now they're forcing everyone into this.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Trash ass.
Well, why is it got to be trash ass?
But I don't know, because it's just too convoluted.
It's
just a bunch of crap all together. No thanks. Gmail.
What was your favorite part of the celebration yesterday?
Alex Bregman.
Well, it's always Alex Bregman. I mean, that's the easy answer. Just Alex. Just saying Alex Bregman. Do you know that dude?
I think it's the karate fight between McCann and Machete.
Where
they had a karate fight.
Well,
that didn't happen.
No, I don't know what you're talking
about. It would be cool if it did.
All the stogies, the Cohibas that Verlander brought for everybody.
That's pretty nice of him.
Yeah. It's, you know, when you're Justin Verlander, you just go, well, buy that. Let's just buy a bunch of those and give it to all the boys.
Cuban, right?
Yeah.
In Toronto,
and so Yuli,
it's okay.
Yeah. And Yuli loved that.
I bet he did.
I mean, Yuli was like, oh, this is my man.
Our boy Uncle Freddie, every pick. You know, Uncle Freddie goes to more sporting events than you do.
Yeah.
Like eating. He goes, every time if you ever see Uncle Freddie, one of our long-time listeners, friend of mine.
Well, you know how much money is in mowing lawns? I mean, Uncle Freddie
he doesn't mow lawns. He has his own construction pit. Well, Dell, get your mans.
My mans.
What are you doing? And so Uncle Freddie is like, well, he builds everything. So anyway, I'm like, oh, there is the Texans. He's one of the ones who said, man. While he was listening to us on Monday, he said, no energy at the Texans. He said, it was unbelievable. About as down as I've ever seen it for an early season game for the Texans. But he'll go to Astros, Texans, all kinds of games. And he's always got his cigar all the time. Now, mm-hmm. Not necessarily in games, but like when they're at different bars or different restaurants.
Well, he and Tracy were in Green Bay with us last year when we went. Yeah.
I mean, he's just like, you know what? Let's just go to this.
Yeah.
You know,
well, he picks a game a year that he goes to.
Yeah.
A Texans game a year.
He goes to a ton of games.
Yeah.
But the fun Astros, the return of the fun Astros is so major. And now that they got that back, I recorded a podcast with Eric Layden yesterday because we wanted to talk about the. We were just talking on the phone. I'm like, let's just put this on a microphone. There was definitely a time where I just thought, just like last year, exactly like last year, I thought, this team's not winning. I mean, they can't win it. And now as we head into the postseason, he said, all right, let me get your predictions for all the series. Now, if it's A's and Yankees, I have Yankees winning, whether it's in New York or in Oakland. He has Oakland winning in Oakland.
I don't know.
I think it's not their time yet.
It's not. They need more pitching. They need more front line.
That's my thing.
You need a hoss to win one game. He's out for the season.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's done.
Yeah.
Oh, they have nothing.
Nothing. It's Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers is their best pitcher.
Yeah, no, that's right. And Eric mentioned yesterday how he's the ace. But when you look at you mentioned he's the ace. When you look at and it's just not their time, not to win one game against the Yankees, especially if you don't have that clear number one. But he thinks the winner of Astros and Indians is going to represent the AL. And he thinks it's the Astros, I think it's the Astros.
Well, did you see Sale throw last night? Hit 90. He hit 90, not and before the injury, 98.
I know. That's
if they don't have Sale, how huge? You know, because the Astros can hit Price. They can Porcello, whatever.
Well, Price
Sale is the horse. Okay, Price, and last year the Astros beat his ass twice.
They struggled with Price, and then they got him. They got to him.
Well,
he beat the bullpen.
Yeah, right. They got to the bullpen.
But
they can hit Price. There's no reason they can't hit Price. No. They can hit him. They can hit him.
But Price can't throw four times, so it doesn't matter.
No. And they can hit him.
The Indians are going to give you probably your toughest look from a pitching standpoint. Starting pitching.
Oh, no, there's no question.
I mean, that's going to be your toughest look.
When Carrasco's your fourth guy,
yeah,
you're pretty good.
Clevinger and Bauer, and then, of course, you know, Kluber's. And I said, and Eric and I were talking about the fact that he said, you know, if people wanted to do something like hook up the Indians while they're here at their hotel, you know.
What do you want to do?
Treat from the fans. And I said, what about a venomous steak? He thought that was too much. And I said, well, could Kluber pitch if he's been bitten? I said, we got a med center here. He's going to be fine. If somebody released a venomous, and this is just hypothetical. Don't arrest me if this happens. But if somebody released a venomous, or if a venomous, I'm not released. If a venomous snake somehow got into a hotel and bit Corey Kluber. No, I'm just a hypothetical. If a venomous snake bit Corey Kluber, they'd probably get him wherever he needed to be on time. But he couldn't, especially if it's on his leg. I don't think he's pitching. He's definitely not pitching the next day.
No.
And so, I wonder how long it would take for him to be well. So I think he'd be fine. He might miss the series.
What if you just put a drone outside their hotel and Trevor Bauer will just walk off his balcony because he's so enamored with drones?
Well, that would lead to a death.
Well, I don't care about that.
Well, I'm trying to steer clear of.
Well, what if he's on the second floor and he just falls into the bushes and scratches his whole everything up?
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to keep him out, though.
Well, yeah, if it in his eye or something.
Spin rate, Bauer?
Yeah, the spin rate. Oh, is he going to catch some hell here now? We're talking about our boys. Yeah. Talking about our boys.
All that saying they're all cheating.
Brent Strom's got something for him.
I'm sorry, sir. Have you not heard of what Brent Strom has done to change everyone in the world's career, including now Rondon, who it took him one day and he's fixed Rondon.
Yeah.
One inning pitched, no hits, no runs.
Thank you.
Boom!
That's exactly right.
That's what just happened the other day.
Did you see Garrett? Garrett Cole he's a fun drunk, by the way. He came up behind Brian McCann. He's doing an interview, and he's pouring beer on him. He goes, he's a unicorn. He's a unicorn. He's one of a kind. He's a unicorn. And I think unicorns should be saved for, like, well, certain females. That to me is Brian McCann. I don't think Brian McCann is Brian McCann Brian, one of a kind.
Not only is Brian not one of a kind, he is the ultimate dad.
He's like a dad.
He's
like every man.
You know that in his garage he has a workstation where he can work on stuff and, you know, saw things. Like, Brian McCann has a fridge outside full of beer. He drinks Woodford Reserve bourbon, the nice stuff when friends come over. He smokes cigars on his back porch somewhere in the suburbs. Like, I've seen 100 Brian. Brian McCann is hardly a unicorn. Brian McCann could easily live in Katy, hang out with the fellas in the neighborhood, drinking cigars, grilling steaks, drinking, you know, probably not Woodford Reserve. They're probably they're probably going more just Jack Daniels.
Maker's Mark.
They might go Maker's Mark, Jack Daniels. And he's got a workstation for sure. He probably hangs his kids' bikes up by one of the racks. He probably keeps his garage neat, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Brian McCann would.
Oh, yeah. He's got all the stuff. His rake is hanging.
He's got a good garage.
But he's got the outdoor kitchen with like three. Yeah. He's got more grills than you.
I think he's got it not. Yeah, like, it depends on how much regular Brian McCann person, how much money they have. Like, if he's just like the average Joe that can't afford
this one has some money.
He's got it decked out. Like, his outdoors and his garage is his personal places, and that's where. And he doesn't like being bothered when the wife comes out. He's like, I'm out. He'll listen to the baseball game on a radio. Mm-hmm. He's not watching it. You know,
except
what I'm
he's got two TVs in his outdoor kitchen. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So
but when he's working,
right?
You know, when he's working in his garage,
he
builds things for his kids, but maybe they're not great. Brian McCann's tennis shoes are always a little dirty and muddy. He's got two pairs of tennis shoes, and he's had them for 2 years.
Yeah, but he's got work gloves hanging, and they're
oh yeah,
yeah, they're dirty too.
No, they've been used.
Oh, they've been used.
Yeah, they've been used. And Brian McCann definitely has an extended cab pickup truck of some sort because he likes to haul things too.
Oh yeah, a giant extended cab.
Yeah,
709 ESPN.
So that's not a unicorn. That's just Texas.
No, he's every man. I mean, he's the opposite of a unicorn. He's every man.
Yes, Brian McCann, I mean, dad bod galore. Mm. Everything about this guy says just a guy at a BJ steak or, you know, bar and grill or whatever, just a regular, like, hey, look, there's Brian McCann over there getting a cheesesteak somewhere. Just at Jake's, which our guy Jake doesn't own that anymore.
No.
Well, his name wasn't Jake.
Texadelphia. I was just at, we got a new one right on Montrose that just opened up.
Nice. How about Texadelphia went away?
And now it's back.
And then they came back. They're over there by my crib on Westheimer also.
What, Montrose and Hawthorne right there. Mm-hmm. They got one that just opened. It's nice.
You got one and got a mustard blend, their famous mustard blend?
I didn't get one of those, though. No. Yeah. My in-laws were here, and they went and got a burger over there. It was very nice. But here's the deal is we got Astros baseball. My article this morning, which will be coming out soon, is the playoff roster. And AJ, some tough decisions for our Astros as we head into this Indian series.
I think it's going to be easy.
Oh, no, there are tough decisions. Who starts game two?
Oh, so you're not talking about who's on the roster. I don't think who's on the roster is going to be all that hard.
Well, there is, and Luno talked about this yesterday, too. There is a tough decision in the bullpen. There's at least one tough decision. Davinsky's not a tough decision. He's not on the roster. But Will Harris is a very tough decision. And then you got Josh James, because there's nobody else unless you keep 12 position players and 13 pitchers. You're not going to do that in the first round. I just don't see it. You got a tough decision. And if you do keep one less position player, then you got what are you going to do with Mariznick? Or I mean, there is. There's at least one guy that should be on the roster, and my elimination was Will Harris. Even though for a month now he has been money, and I don't know, and I'm probably wrong because AJ loves Will Harris. AJ has loved Will Harris since he got here, and I don't know that that's going to end. But this is the time of year Will Harris is usually faded, and Will Harris has been money for this last month. So Josh James is a new toy that he's got, 100-mile-an-hour toy that he's got. But and he could possibly Charlie Morton is going to be interesting to see. If Charlie Morton's not on this roster, then Harris will be. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that shoulder, whether or not. And then there's McCullers, who threw great. McCullers hit 94 yesterday.
Yeah, he's back.
Well,
every time he's been back, every time he comes back, his arm has been good.
Yeah.
Like, it's been lively.
But here's the problem. When you're out that long, do you have your command? I don't know. We'll see. And can you trust him with the command? I don't know. We'll see. And you can't start him because you don't know how many innings you're going to get.
No, you're not going to start him. But, I mean, okay, well, we saw what he did last year. And Lance is a guy that you can, if you have that, if you're carrying 13 in your bullpen, you can get away from any one pitcher.
We'll go take a look at the numbers and you'll see, there's really no place for him. There's no place for him and there's no place for Will Harris.
We've done this multiple times. Yeah. It is a trick. It depends on how many. If you keep 13 pitchers, there's no place for Lance.
Well, you're not keeping 13, though. There's no reason to keep 13 in a short series.
Why would you keep more than
12?
My buddy Michael Connor made this point. Why would you keep more than 12 in the field?
In the field?
Yeah.
Well,
where's your pinch? Like, why do you need to pinch hit?
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Who are you going to take? Okay, so
after the break,
we'll take a look at it, and you tell me who you're not going to keep right here on ESPN 97.5. Why don't you go and tell people about some stuff that you want to talk about?
I don't see
that. That would be about cars and Craig DeSerf.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I can tell you this. Craig DeSerf and cars are synonymous. You have a guy who, although for me, I have, the GMC Acadia, which is a crossover vehicle. I'm driving the Chevy Traverse crossover vehicle. But the crossover vehicles, you know, we have four kids at home right now. And so we still need lots of space. And the crossover vehicles are great for that, especially the Chevy Traverse, which is what I'm driving. Well, the GMC Acadia is as well. The Chevy Traverse, holy crud. That is a big crossover vehicle. It feels almost exactly like an SUV, but handles more like a car. I'm a big, big fan. They have a hard time even keeping it in stock. When they get it, it sells quickly. The Yukon and Yukon Extended Body. I drove a Yukon for 5 years, and I absolutely loved it. If you love the SUV and everything about the SUV, this is the vehicle for you. And with gas prices at relatively good rates, there's never, been a better time than over the last few years to own that SUV. But I got to give it up to Chevy. Obviously, the Suburban is one of the most iconic SUVs on the market. It's been doing it for years and years, and they're still putting out a phenomenal product. Yes, we've got great pickup trucks there at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, because the Chevy side and GMC side have you covered. Buick, on the other hand, their Buick provider, they've got amazing vehicles from starter cars to muscle cars to crossover vehicles and great-looking, high-performing vehicles as well all throughout the lot. So if you're looking for a tremendous selection in Chevy, Buick, or GMC, right there in Angleton, where they will give you more trade-in value because they understand if you're driving out to Angleton, you expect thousands off, and that's what they're going to deliver for you. You're not going to find better prices than my man Craig DeSerf has for you at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC. Head down to Angleton and get the very best deals on a huge selection. To see the selection, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Back here on ESPN 97.5, John and Lance, along with Dell, right here on ESPN 97.5. Okay. All right. You tell me. Well, who's off this? Okay. You don't need all these guys. Gurriel. Altuve.
I'm going to keep both those guys.
Correa. Bregman. You want him on your roster?
Yeah.
Tyler White.
Yep.
Marwin.
Yep.
Springer.
Yep.
Reddick.
Yep.
Kemp.
Yep.
Mariznick.
Yep. Yeah.
McCann.
Yeah.
Maldonado.
Yeah.
Gattis.
Oh, shoot. That's already 13.
Thank you. Who are you taking off?
No, nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. No, nobody.
You need some pinch hitters, by the way.
You know what Mariznick is? Not only is he a pinch runner, he's a pinch runner. Yeah. Well, who are you defensively replacing?
Well, you might late in the game if Kemp is in there or Reddick, you could
defend. He's got an arm, too. No, he's a legit defensive replacement. He's a... He's a runner.
It happens.
You know, he's a first, and if you gotta, he's a first to home guy. If the ball get, if the ball's in the gap, he's a potential first to home guy. So, and he's got some pop. So yeah, no,
there's nobody you can.
I mean, Kemp, the job Kemp has done to jackhammer his way. I'm gonna tell you what
these two guys,
and this is gonna make Dell very happy. Kemp and Tony Sipp. Your guy Tony Sipp, Dell. The job he did this year.
Well, he's your guy, though. Why can't you like a Tyler White?
No, he is my guy.
He is why can't you like Tony Sipp? White power.
He's openly.
White privilege, not white power.
He's openly his guy.
I said Tony Sipp is my guy. He's a perfect baseball player. Oh. He goes in there for like 5 minutes, gets the job done, goes, sits down.
Hashtag baseball?
No, well, but Tony. Why aren't you a Josh James guy?
He's out there too long.
He actually does too much stuff.
I gotta pay attention to him too long. I don't need a guy who pitches five innings.
Dell likes to get in and out with his guys, and then then he changes the channel. But those guys, you know, number one, the fact that I think Tony Sipp being on the roster this year was unbelievable. So I'm like, what has he done to even deserve a spot here? He hasn't done anything for 2 years. And then he's really pitched well all year long.
No, Tony Sipp's
been really good all year long. He got back into his 2015 form. And then, you know, Tony Kemp. I mean, he's done everything you've asked for him. So, yeah, you're right. I can't take anybody off that.
Okay, so Verlander, you want him? Cole, Keuchel, Morton. There's your four starters.
Yeah, Morton's healthy.
Morton's healthy.
Yep.
Osuna, Rondon.
5-6.
Presley. Sip. Yep. McHugh.
Yep.
Peacock.
Yep.
Smith. And Josh James.
That's 12.
That's it. Where are you putting Will
so
Harris?
So the only way Lance McCullers makes it, it's got to be Lance McCullers for Joe Smith. I don't think...
There's no chance. Joe Smith has given up two runs in his last 20 outings.
Yeah, but AJ could say...
Three runs in his last 20 outings.
Who's the better pitcher and the more versatile pitcher?
Joe Smith. Joe Smith will be on this roster.
Lance McCullers' stuff is electric. It's better than Joe Smith's, right? Lance McCullers' stuff is maybe the best on the staff. But, when he's at his...
But Joe Smith has been there and been doing it.
I get it. Lance McCullers...
What you tell Lance this series games, is, we're going to get you back.
Joe Smith's been doing it. Lance McCullers beat the Yankees by going Operation Shutdown on him. That's going to matter to AJ.
Except the last 2 months, Lance McCullers has been...
Lance McCullers saves dogs. What does Joe Smith do?
He marries Allie LaForce.
That's a plus. You know, he stunk in the early part of the season. Lance McCullers.
Okay, save dogs or Allie LaForce.
All right, let me go through Lance McCullers' pluses. Here's Lance McCullers' pluses. I'll let you decide, Dell. Monster curveball. Outpitch galore. Can strike out the side. Has World Series experience. Has big game experience.
Okay.
Sweet hair. Can dunk. Is ready to throw down because he's from the Tampa area. If something goes down, he's going to throw hands. You've got a guy who can start, a spot start if you need it, although that's not really a selling point here because we know they wouldn't do that. But still,
if Morton can't go, you might need a spot start.
Can go multiple, Josh James would get that.
Probably.
Can go multiple innings. Has pitched in high leverage situations.
Hmm. Great.
Dresses really, really well. Sweet Instagram page. Good looking wife also. So if you're going to hit me with Allie LaForce, I'll hit you with his good looking wife also. You know them, right?
Yeah.
Wendy's done stuff with them. Sweet hair. Did I say sweet hair already?
Yeah.
Let's clarify. Wendy's done stuff with them.
Oh, okay. Wendy has done features.
Yes.
Or news clarify. Stuff.
Wendy yeah. doesn't They're do good stuff looking. With They're the McCullers.
You know
oh, by
that.
The way.
Wendy's done stuff with them.
They do bring their testimony, too, to Saturday night's Christian night at DeWalt Park.
I think this guy would have been a great Astro in the 2000s when we had ourselves a Carlos also.
Does he bring it from Laredo? No.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Pally. Brings it from Laredo.
Founder of the Mormon religion and right-hander.
Married Allie LaForce.
Okay.
Done. That's it. That's all I
feel like I got a lot more. What about his hair?
His hair's nice.
Not better than Lance McCullers.
No, well, no, it's really. Well, he doesn't have that sweet cut.
Can he dunk?
He doesn't have that sweet cut all the way. How do I know if Joe Smith can dunk?
You know how I know Lance McCullers can dunk? Because I got a video of him dunking.
He told you.
No, I got a video of him dunking.
Stop already.
Okay. You want me to go to the DMs and show you the dunk?
It's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. He dunks. And he reminds me of sometimes of Mike Hampton. Right-hand Mike Hampton. Just the way he looks in the face and everything. That feels good, too.
He does.
He's got a little bit. He's got a little sass like
he
Mike Hampton.
He does a little bit. He does a little bit. Well.
Oh, and remember, he also threw at the Royals. Wasn't it the Royals or was it the White Sox?
Yeah, I hate to bring up that whole pitching thing, but yeah, he's got a 3.90 versus the 3.22 against Joe Smith. He hasn't been there for about 3 or 4 months.
What is your favorite when Joe Smith World Series moment? What was your favorite playoff moment from Joe Smith last year?
What was my favorite moment of Lance McCullers in August and September? Let's see. I don't have any.
Getting better, just like last year when he had to heal his arm. He healed his arm last year, and what happened? Let me just say this. I've said multiple times this year feels a lot like a copy of last year. Do you really want to jinx it by not having Lance McCullers on the playoff roster?
Okay. Let's just look at it this way. Joe Smith has given up 4 runs in the last 3 months.
Twitter got on you about Joe Smith the other day. Now you're just salty because Twitter told you to stop swinging on Joe Smith, and then you fired back on Twitter. I saw you in your little Twitter fight the other day with Astros Twitter. And one of the Astros Twitter's like two people.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, it was the Peacock guys.
It was Joe Game. It was Jose Partida, who you can't listen to anything he says because he's Joe Game. He's Jose Partida. Okay, and he's swinging off the. The Brad Peacock.
I know you got to be careful.
He's swinging off the Brad Peacock. 727 ESPN 97.5.
Brian McCann's favorite color is plaid.
That is true, is
what Larry said. Brian McCann has an Astros flag hanging in his garage and an old high school baseball cap as well. That's a lock.
That's
a really good one. Brian McCann wears the Velcro tennis shoes, no doubt.
He probably wears Skechers, if I'm not mistaken. That is probably
Brian
the
McCann
truth.
Has a pegboard in his garage with the outline where all the tools hang.
Damn right he 100%. Does. You're damn right he does. All right, let's talk.
Chance McClain said, Brian McCann is me. Holy hell. He's the everyman. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
If John and I told you who Brian McCann was in our minds, and you said, that's me, that's the point.
That's right.
You're not a unicorn out there. There's nothing special about you. Well, whoever you is, not just Chance.
Kind of everyone's special.
Everyone's listening. No, everyone's not
Chance
special.
Is special.
Alex Bregman is special. You're not special, people of Houston. If you're like Brian McCann, Alex Bregman is special. And you know who else is special? Chris Paul.
He is special. You know, Chance is special. He's way out now up in Tomball, way up in the woods. I'm sure he has a special place.
He's in Magnolia, which is more Dallas than Houston.
Well, it's actually College Station almost.
Is it that
close?
It is so far.
No, it's closer to College Station than it is here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It probably has a special place where he keeps people or something. I don't know what he does up there. You got to be really weird if you're living way up there. But here's the fact of the matter is I don't know what Brian McCann needs, but I got something for everybody who's maybe is a little bit older. But listen, it's not about being old. ED cases, there are guys under 25%. ED cases are guys under 40 years old. 40% of men by age 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain fun times. So if you're looking for a great way to go about this and affordably and time-wise and privacy-wise and not having to go to the embarrassment of going to a doctor in his office, waiting in his waiting room, going to talk to him face-to-face, and then paying all the money for the doctor visit and the prescription, well, you got it. It's called 4hims, 4hims.com. 4hims.com, one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. They get you started for $5 while supplies last. See website for details. It costs hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/John5. 4hims.com/John5. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions. It's much more, much less inexpensive, and you do it all right over your computer. You talk to a doctor right over your computer. 4hims.com/John5. 4hims.com/John5.
ESPN
97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So Kelly Bryant left yesterday.
Clemson came out and said, all right, Trevor Lawrence. Is it Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence, the golden boy, is going to be our quarterback. And frankly, he's a better option. But he's going to be the quarterback for the rest of the year. And Kelly Bryant said, sweet, I'm out.
Well, I can relate to this whole situation. And I can tell you, you feel like, and he made a snap decision, and maybe the, we'll see, the wrong snap decision or whatever. But it is a, here's a difficult thing. You only got, see, Nick Saban. Nick Saban is worried right now about Jalen Hurts because they're four games into this thing. And this is where you're going to see a lot of guys.
This is tricky.
This is going to be like, this will be like the trade deadline in baseball or
tell
basketball.
People what the new, yeah, you're right. Tell people what the new rule is for transfers.
You can play four games and you can still keep your red
shirt. Not snap count. It used to be like the amount of snaps, I think, or maybe it was games or snaps, but now it's a definitive
four games. If you play in four games, then you can still redshirt. If you play in five, you can't. So there's that. The problem, we were talking about somebody else, but we were talking about Malik Rozier, and he had already had his redshirt year, so he's done. All the rules did, they just suck. Quite frankly, you should have 6 years to play for whatever the case may be, and in some cases you do with injuries after you redshirted and whatnot. Yeah, Case Keenum got that sixth year, or seventh year. Case Keenum was like they're here forever.
6 to 4. Some people say, "Wow, your scholarship now extends. They got to pay for you for 6 years." But oh, yeah, if you're like, a post...
Yeah, because I'm worried about them affording it.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying that might be the argument. But if your whole thing is student-athlete, then you should be okay with saying, yeah, as long as you're taking postgraduate courses, like, you probably want to have some real rules in place about you got to really be going to school.
Well, and this was something that... And this was shot down. They wanted... I was talking to Oliver about this last year. I said, Oliver, what is the deal? What these transfer rules are crap. And he said, I know. He said, we're talking about a lot of things. And one of the things that they were talking about, if you're on track to graduate, you can transfer wherever you want. If you're not on track to graduate, then you can't. And you know what that'll make kids do? Actually get on track to graduate.
Yeah.
You know? But they said, we're probably going to get a lot of pushback on this as it's in a racial sense. And for whatever reason, he thought, wow, we're going to really catch hell on this thing. So we can't do that. Well, wait a minute. Isn't the goal here for everybody to graduate? Isn't that what your major goal here is? Mm-hmm. Is to educate the kids? And yet we're worried about pushback from what? Listen, The Nick Saban is now. You know why Nick Saban is worried about this now? Is because maybe his quarterback or his linebacker or someone else that's a little bit disgruntled is going to be leaving after four games.
Here's the problem that John and I, we haven't really laid it out, but the rule is four games. Well, Jalen Hurts, who is the backup quarterback right now and a guy with championship experience, great
26-2.
Yeah, great leader. There's a lot of. He's not the best quarterback clearly on the team at all, but he's a really good team leader, really good. And he may not transfer anywhere, but his days are numbered as a football player at the quarterback position at Alabama. It's just the truth.
Well, his days are over.
His days are over short of an injury to Tua. So now, if he wants to keep on going, if he wants to get his degree from Alabama and continue the Alabama way, because that does mean something to NFL teams, then that's fine. But, you know, if he says, look, I want to play in the NFL, then he probably needs to go play somewhere. He needs to get more tape because the tape's not good enough right now. So he needs to keep playing and getting tape. And the only way to do that would be to transfer. Well, the rules right now would say if he plays in another game this year, he loses his ability to redshirt and therefore transfer without penalty of losing a year. And so it's a tricky situation now because he is on the team as a backup. Like, you need depth, too. If something happens to Tua, you need – and that's a good quarterback to go to. But now Nick Saban has to worry about – What do you do with the kid? What do you tell him? I never really thought about how tricky this could be.
It's tricky.
It is like a trade very deadline difficult. For some
hey,
players.
I'm living it because they recruited my son to go play up there at Missouri State. Come on, we need you. We got to have you. Okay, and he gets up there, and they just wanted him for depth.
But he's already burned up a year.
He's already burned up his red shirt. He's sitting there, and we're screwed. Jalen Hurts is screwed here. Jalen Hurts can go and take this as a redshirt year and then go play two more years, but Jalen Hurts has got to find the perfect place. And you know what? There is no perfect place. We saw Blake Barnett go from Alabama to Arizona State. Holy crap, this is no good. Now he's at South Florida and doing well and playing well. But he had to go find himself a place. And this was one of the top quarterbacks in the country. We saw Kyle Allen go to College Station. He goes to College Station, and he's like, this is not the place for me. I go to University of Houston and sit and watch. Is he still? And he's on a roster, isn't he? I think he made a team, if I'm not mistaken.
Who?
And he didn't even play in college.
Who's that?
Kyle Allen.
Yeah,
he's a third guy. Squad. He's a practice squad guy.
Yeah, I think so.
So he didn't even play in college. So Jalen Hurts is sitting there going, "No, what do I do?" First of all, Jalen Hurts has to go play in the slot. And wherever Jalen Hurts goes, he wants to be. If realistic about this thing, he's not a pro quarterback. If he wants to make a living, the quicker he moves out to the slot, the better off he's going to be, because he's going to have it. Braxton Miller didn't make it because he moved so late. He didn't have all the skills of a wide receiver because he put so little time into it. Now, he knew he had to move, but it was too late. He has not become a pro wide receiver or a slot back. Because he just hasn't, he doesn't have the natural skills for it. Jalen Hurts needs to go now. He needs to work on it in the spring. He needs to work on it. He needs to get out to the slot because he ain't a pro quarterback. He ain't making no living as a pro quarterback. There are very few guys, Edelman, Hines Ward, guys who can go from.
I don't think he's not the athlete. I mean, those guys were special athletes.
Those guys were special. Well, Jalen
Antoine Randall was special.
Antoine, right.
I mean, Hines wasn't fast. He wasn't a special athlete, a special competitor. But the transition from quarterback to wide receiver is not like – that's not a natural transition. It takes a special athlete. And a lot of times, Antoine Randall was an option quarterback. Julian Edelman was an option quarterback. So while he will run the ball, it's more of a power running style. Like, you know, they beat LSU 2 years ago when in the second half they weren't playing well.
No.
Alabama. And then they said, let's just direct snap to because frankly he wasn't passing well. Let's just direct snap it to Jalen and just let him run.
That's all he did.
And then they took over the game that way.
That's right.
But that's not like. But he's not a nifty runner. He is a big guy, a powerful guy, a great leader. Look, he's like, to me, he's like a JT Barrett. JT Barrett is not an NFL quarterback, but he was a tremendous leader. And you know, I make that comparison because JT was a good runner, but he's not a great athlete. JT is not a great like. Skill position athlete, like a wide receiver. Those are really plus athletes. And JT Barrett was not that kind of an athlete, but he was not a good enough passer to be an NFL quarterback. But as a leader, he was phenomenal. And he's the kind of guy that you wanted in that locker room and really leading a team. You know, you wanted more talent at quarterback, but he was good enough to take you to a high level. Jalen's the same way. But if you're Jalen Hurts and you want to chase your dream, transfer somewhere else. And it sucks for Alabama. It sucks for Nick Saban. I don't love this for college football because it really is going to create some massive, massive issues with key backup positions are probably going to bolt, just like with Clemson. It's great to have Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence. That's a team competing for a national championship who has two quality quarterbacks. But you created a system now where players, you know, you are the minor leagues for the NFL. And players want to chase a dream. And I'm not sure if Kelly Bryant's going to be an NFL quarterback, but you got to let that man chase his dream. And if that means he bolts, that's the way it is. I did a podcast with the Cleveland Browns fan site in the UK, right? Lance, what's going on? It's brilliant to have you on. And we're talking. But one of the things we talked about is the difference between in the Premier League, and Dell can speak to this as a soccer fan, they grow from the youth. You know, you grow your talent up, but there's no draft. You just... And they said they thought it would be cool if the Premier League and other leagues, you know, would be able to have a draft. That's why UK people are so enamored with the NFL draft. Like, this is crazy. You get to just everyone's on the same plane where you can pick. Like the Cleveland Browns can get a Myles Garrett, and that's what creates the parity of the NFL, and that's great. But you know, where do we get? We don't grow it from academies. We just it's almost this is almost random if you think about it. We do it at university level. Right. College learn institutions of learning is where we are growing minor leagues for professional sports. The two really don't go hand in hand if you think about it. Higher learning institutions are, oh yeah, this just happens to be where the best athletes go to get ready to play a physical and athletic endeavor.
Right.
They don't necessarily go hand in hand at all.
No. All right, we'll talk about, we've got more on the other side. We got a full board we got to get to. We'll get you guys on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, let's do this. Let's talk about my peeps over at HRNP. HRNP is the best payroll company in the history of the world. There, I said it. All right, and there's nothing I can. I'm not taking it back. I'm never going to take it back. I love the guys over there, Mike and Kevin and Chris and Chad and all the guys. They're super at what they do. It's a well-oiled machine. When you go up there and it's right on the Beltway there. They have a beautiful facility that it has grown. My colleague has grown this thing into a huge, and it's interstate. So you say, well, we have offices in other states. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. They can get the job done if you have 15 employees or if you have 15,000 employees or 50,000 employees. It doesn't matter. They have a system in place. And, oh, by the way, when you're talking about 50,000 employees, you want to talk about getting it done and getting it done economically for you. And if you have anything to do with the finances of your company, you want to talk to HRNP. This is the perfect time, too. You can transition over at the beginning of the year. If you have issues with your taxes, if you have issues with your Affordable Care Act, if you have issues with your benefits plans, these guys never have issues. At HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, quick segment here because we've got Major coming your way at the top of the hour. University of Houston, they're off this week. They play next Thursday, so I'm not sure we're going to get them in next week. But we'll talk to Major about what's going on, where he's going to vacation this weekend. And all that stuff. But right now, let's get Coach Bear. He's up next here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Coach Bear?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, good talk about Jalen Hurts. The one thing I think we got to look at with Jalen is the fact that he's very, very well taken care of with his dad being a high school coach. And they know exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I would be very surprised if they don't know what they're doing because, you know, the advice he gets is very well calculated. And he does a great job as far as towing the company line and saying, oh, I'm for Alabama, I'm for this, for that, whatever. But when push comes to shove, Jalen's got to take care of Jalen. And so I would be very surprised to see him playing in another game because he knows all about that rule as far as how many games as far as for a redshirt. He can go somewhere else, be it LSU, be it A&M, be it U of H. He can go somewhere else and possibly get a chance even to stick it back at Saban. Who knows? I know his dad would love to. But I think that aspect makes him unique in the fact that he's grown up in a coaching family.
Yeah, and I like the fact that now all you do if you're a kid is you go to the athletic director and you say, I want to transfer. They put your name on a waiver wire, more or less. The coaches are going to be checking every week who's on the waiver wire. And you can go to any place, and Nick can't stop him from going to LSU if he kid wants to go to LSU. That was the.
Are there no? So there's no rules.
No, there's well, as of November, there's no restrictions.
Oh, that's right. It will happen.
Yes, it will happen. It hasn't happened yet. There will be no restrictions on where the kid can go. So that and why coaches. They're such a D-bag move to keep kids from going to places. It's just, screw you. I mean, the kid wants to go somewhere. Let the kid go where the kid... Every freaking rule by the NCAA was so pro-coach, so pro-team, and so anti-athlete.
I'm gonna throw this at... Well, that's the whole NCAA.
Yeah.
But I'm going to I'm going to throw this out there. What if I could tell a player with 100% certainty, and I'll use Jalen Hurts as the example just because that's who we're talking about. If I told Jalen Hurts, there is a zero, I've looked into the future, and there's a 0% chance that you're going to be an NFL quarterback, would he transfer? Is it, which is more important to him? Because for some, I think it would be different for different people. Do you want to finish with your friends and the experiences of Alabama and a chance to win another championship and all that? Yeah. Or would you rather go play and be a quarterback at another school?
You know, as well, I've been part of plenty of teams and watched plenty. Where you go, and my son's experiencing this. He loved his Rice. He goes, I don't want to leave my Rice teammates.
And this is a guy who's been there longer than your son was at Rice.
Yeah.
At Alabama.
Well, my son was there for 2 full years, and he loved his teammates.
Is this Jalen's third? Yeah,
this is his third year.
Yeah.
This is his third year. And he loved his teammates. And now he loves his teammates where he's at. I mean, it's team. And you're gonna make new friends.
This is a guy who's won a title as the quarterback.
But he's not that anymore. He's lost all of that aura and that.
But we don't know how tight he is with all those guys.
He probably is tight. I mean,
he's probably, but that's what I'm saying. My guess is he's really, really tight. And it might be a hard move going somewhere else for 1 year, basically.
I guess it'd be two.
But if you knew you weren't going to be an NFL quarterback,
you go and play somewhere.
Playing?
Well, here's the deal. At Alabama, he ain't going to get in the slot. He probably ain't.
He's not talented enough to get in the slot. No.
What's happening now?
He's got to go somewhere where he can get in the slot.
No, he's not going to. He's going to be a quarterback.
Either way, he won't be playing, whether at Alabama at quarterback or in the slot. Go find a place you can play quarterback.
Yeah.
For 2 years.
That's what he's got to do.
I wouldn't. I would go somewhere and find a place where I could go play slot.
Well, why not try to? Well, you can't do it at Alabama
because he's
got five stars.
Well, what's his dream? To play college quarterback or to play in the NFL?
I guarantee if you ask him, hey, why don't you go play in the slot? He's like, I'm a quarterback. I'm not going to buy into any of this. I'm a quarterback. He's a big dude.
But you just told him, you guarantee him 0% chance that he's going to be an NFL quarterback.
But they don't believe that. Guys don't believe that.
Believe it because he got beat out. After he was 26-2.
He got beat out
6'2",
by
220.
A tremendous player.
He's a big dude. He can't play in a slot. I mean, he's not quick enough to be a slot receiver. I'm telling you, he's just not sudden enough to be a receiver. That's why, and you know, this is really going to turn into the Wild West in college. This is going to be the Wild West where guys are leaving all over the place.
Well, it hasn't really changed much at all. It hasn't. They haven't.
Well, this four-game rule, it's a major deal. It used to be you had to wait until after the season. For the most part, I mean, he could leave in the middle of the year, but most guys didn't. This is going to be a lot more.
It's just
Kelly
now,
Bryant's.
Well, guys have done this forever. They don't play, and you know how many guys transferred last
not
year?
Not in mass. This is going to be in mass.
No, not really.
They're going to have a
not
waiver really. Wire list.
It's not going to be any. It's really not going to be that much different. This rule has not changed all
just
that much.
There will be no restrictions on where they can go.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Well, I think it makes it easier to transfer now.
Well, guys were leaving.
So more guys are
guys have been leaving forever. We don't see because there are so many guys that leave every year. We got to take a break because Major's joining us at the top of the hour right here on ESPN 97.5. And Curtis, we'll get you in and call back after the next segment. GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf he's so funny. Somebody had tweeted him about, hey, John Clay, put some clothes on when you're doing the commercial, and he was like, nah, I like to run free. What? Please don't do that while we're on the commercial. He is a wild guy. He's a fun guy, and he's also a guy that's going to give you the most money that you can get for your car, and that's a key for you. You win on that, and you, well, I'm going to go through my dealership. Well, go ahead. Go through a dealership and take less money. Leave money on the table because he can do the deal through your dealership as well. Yeah, but you know what? Why would you not want as much money as you can possibly get for your car? Because he'll do the deal. And the dealership will give me more. The dealership will still give you more off for that new car. They still will. But they want to screw you on the trade-in. That's the way that they make money. So here's the deal. Find out what the value of your car is at GiveMeTheVIN.com. And then you go into the dealership loaded with that information. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.